C'est juste temps qu'il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilistenres@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto arrives in Singapore for state visit and leaders retreat. Indonesia's launches program to boost skilled migrant worker placement abroad. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto arrives in Singapore for state visit and leaders retreat. Andi Romdodi has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Singapore on Sunday night for a state visit and the annual leaders retreat. The visit officially begins on Monday, starting with a meeting between President Prabowo Subianto and Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam. Later in the day, Prabowo will hold talks with Prime Minister Lawrence Wong during the leaders retreat. According to Foreign Minister Sugiono, the visit is a follow-up to discussions at the recent ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur. We will talk about concrete cooperation between Indonesia and Singapore. Meanwhile, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Rolian Shah Sumirat said the talks will focus on key areas of cooperation under both new governments. This visit also marks President Prabowo's first official meeting with Prime Minister Wong following Singapore's recent election. Andi Ramloni, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia launches program to boost skilled migrant workers' placement abroad. Dora Pardede with the reports.
The Indonesian Ministry for the Protection of Migrant Workers and the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce in Jakarta on Sunday sent off 112 migrant workers to various countries. This is part of the Mutual Cooperation Program for Indonesian Migrant Workers aimed at boosting Indonesia's skilled labor overseas. Minister Abdul Kadir Karding said the initiative is more than sending workers abroad. It is an investment in human resources to transfer knowledge and skill.
Orang luar negeri itu bukan sekedar mengirim tenaga kerja, bukan. Saya mengistilahkan kita sedang menginvestasikan.
Sending people abroad is not just about deploying labor. It's an investment in human resources, transferring knowledge, skills, and professionalism. They return as experts, bringing back positive change.
The ministry plans to place 100,000 workers overseas annually, while the Chamber of Commerce support professional and competitive placement of Indonesian workers abroad. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is strengthening water infrastructure to support national food security and climate resilience. Desi Anugranov brings you this report.
Speaking at a World Water Day webinar on Monday, Secretary at the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Infrastructure and Regional Development Ayodhya Kalaki emphasized the vital role of water in the food production. He noted that over 70% of Indonesian water resources are used for agriculture.
Water is the source of life, not only for humans, but also for all systems that support environmental sustainability and food security. Without clean water, there will be no health, there will be no food, and there will be no inclusive economic growth. That is why the development of water infrastructure, such as dams, irrigation, drinking water systems, sanitation, and water resource conservation, is so crucial.
Between 2015 and 2023, Indonesia built and rehabilitated 61 national dams covering over 1 million hectares of irrigation. Ayodhya called on all stakeholders to create a collaborative ecosystem to safeguard the nation's water and food future. Desi Anugranov, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia empowers coastal fishermen for food security. Desi Anugranov has the details.
The Indonesian government is transforming coastal communities with the Red and White Fishermen's Village program. The program aims to improve infrastructure and empower fishermen's economic and social life. Expert staff member at the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Trian Yunanda, said on Monday that this initiative is a national priority. It will be rolled out in 1,100 coastal area from 2025 to 2027, aiming to help fishermen and fish farmers become more productive and self-reliant.
We are seeing increased productivity and we encourage economic independence through cooperative groups. Above all, this effort seeks to improve the welfare of the community. Everything is done with a people-centered approach, involving the community from the very beginning.
Trian said that the program supports food self-sufficiency, as over half of Indonesian protein comes from seafood. Cooperative and local group will manage fishing villages, boosting cooperation for coastal economic independence. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice listener, you are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology held the fourth briefing for the Garuda and Indonesia Maju Scholarship recipients. Ofra Regina with the reports.
Deputy Minister of Indonesia's Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Atip Latiful Hayat in Jakarta on Monday, said that scholarship recipients carry a great responsibility to study and to contribute to the nation.
Adik-adik semua itu dikirim.
Students are sent abroad to gain three things: knowledge, skills, and experience. This form a golden triangle that must be used for Indonesia's progress. The goal is not to become westernized, but to observe ideas of progress.
Atip stressed the need for patriotism through real contributions and building responsibility in scholarship recipients. The Indonesia Maju Scholarship support outstanding students with degree and non-degree programs requiring government assistance. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia promotes milk for nutrition and food resilience. Here is Dora Pardede with more.
Indonesia marked National Milk Day with a public event in Central Jakarta on Sunday. The celebration along the car-free day route aimed to raise awareness of milk's role in nutrition, child growth, and national food resilience. Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, highlighted the importance of milk in supporting the country's nutrition goals.
Memang program pokok Bapak Presiden itu soal pangan.
The President's core program is about food, broadly defined. It includes carbohydrates, proteins, and milk as an essential part. And this can't be done by the government alone. We need everyone, government, private sector, and the public.
Also speaking at the event, Agriculture Ministry official Agung Suganda said the government is committed to boosting dairy production. He outlined plans to import 1 million dairy cows over the next 5 years and called for private sector support to expand national supply. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled President Prabowo Visit to Singapore and Russia with Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on President Prabowo's visit to Singapore and Russia. This week, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto started state visits to Singapore and Russia. The president left for Singapore on Sunday evening. Meanwhile, the visit to Russia is scheduled for June the 18th to 20th. President Prabowo Subianto's agenda in Singapore, in addition to a ceremonial welcome at the Parliament building, also includes meeting President Tharman Shanmugaratnam on Monday, then holding a meeting with the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, at the 8th Indonesia-Singapore Leaders Retreat. This is an annual meeting between the leaders of the two countries that has been going on for 8 years. For President Prabowo and Prime Minister Wong, this is the first meeting in their capacity as current leaders of government. The annual leaders' retreat meeting is a symbol of closeness and trust between the two neighboring countries. With the largest trading partner and major investor such as Singapore, President Prabowo Subianto's presence will emphasize Indonesia's commitment to strengthening cooperation, including in the field of economy, defense, low-carbon technology and energy, food security, and human resource development. Meanwhile, President Prabowo's visit to Russia is to fulfill an invitation from Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold a bilateral meeting. As disclosed by the spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansa Sumirat, while in Russia, President Prabowo Subianto will also attend and speak at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. In the bilateral meeting between Indonesia and Russia, the two countries will discuss the development of cooperation and hold discussions related to regional and global issues of common concern. This visit also commemorates 75 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Russia. President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Singapore and Russia shows Indonesia's commitment to building mutually beneficial international partnerships through concrete collaboration to maintain the stability of the Southeast Asian region. Indonesia speaks to the international world and becomes a bridge for the region and the world. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
bersama anjing telah punya cerita kita selip di cerna hari sama cara berdoa cerita kita selip di cerna hari sama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day. Yeah.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saling bersandar ke arah mata angin berbeda. Kau menunggu datangnya malam saat ku menanti fajar. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah masih bisa melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh, oh. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Yang tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Yang berubah hanya tak lagi ku milikmu. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh, oh.
Of Indonesia.
Voice listener,
You are still here in Voice of Indonesia, where you are about to listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
The island of Lombok offers not only natural beauty, but also an incredible cultural wealth. One of the places which must be visited is Sade Village in central Lombok. This village is a home to the Sasak tribe, the indigenous people of Lombok who still maintain their traditions and lifestyle. The main attraction of Sade Village is the traditional Sasak house called Bale Tani. These houses have reed roofs, bamboo walls, and floors covered with a mixture of clay and buffalo dung, which is believed to make them strong and insect-free. Here, you can also watch the traditional weaving process carried out by the village women and try your hand at weaving with the guidance of the locals. Besides enjoying the beauty of the architecture and crafts, you can also watch traditional dance performances such as Gendang Bele and Peresean. Don't forget to interact with the friendly locals who are happy to share stories about their traditions. Sade Village is the perfect destination to get to know more about the Sasak culture. Make it an unforgettable experience in Lombok.
That was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself, is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on your ground. I walk a thin line on an overdrive, now ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. There's nozzling in the way. I'm caught in tidal light, so electrified, don't say no.
Regret, you can't hold me back. No, you can't hold me back. This is my time to shine. We'll be glorious. We say, oh.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
keren, keren,
which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu,
which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo,
which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam,
which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa,
which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu,
which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with the supporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
keren, keren,
which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Farno Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
keren, keren,
which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means, cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam.
Which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipation to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means, Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive without supporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Kris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Farna Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati, mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana untuk perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua?
Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani. Sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan untuk kita. Cinta sepenuh hati, meski seakan aku dan kamu melawan dunia.
Lalu mengapa bila memang kita berbeda? Bukan berarti harapan tak akan ada. Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa.
Dari rasa kasih sayang itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati. Dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa ada bisa sembuh walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Apa yang kita jalani,
sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Hariku, waktu